You talked to me earlier about a particular Saturday when you were called out five times. Could you just briefly talk about that so somebody could get an idea about what that meant for your organisation?
Yeah, it was a Saturday. It was an absolute, it was in August, beautiful afternoon. Well, it was early morning afternoon, like 11 o'clock. We had a guy at the top, Norman Parker, who rang me at work, because I was at work. He said, I think you're going to have a job here, Bruce. I said, what's that? He said, come and have a look. So anyway, I nipped out of work and had a look, and I saw there were seven guys walking to Chapel Island with beer, all in the white trackies and all this. So I said, they're not local. So we watched them. Anyway, the tide was on its way in. They got to the island, that's fine, whatever. And so I started walking away, and they're having the afternoon there. And then Norman come up, they're coming off. So I went back up and I looked, these guys are coming off. I said, you're not going to make it. The tide's, it's come in, it's round you. So then they set off to go back to the island, and the tide had cut them off all around, so they're on a sandbank. So he'd seen it, so I phoned Liverpool and said, there's a situation going on here. And by then he said, well, we've set your pages off anyway, because we've had seven reports, 999s call in the same area, so it must be them guys themselves phoning 999 for help. So I launched the small Arantia that we have, a New Zealand swift water rescue craft, because it doesn't need a lot of water. So I paged with the crew got paid, so I sent a crew or two out on the boat, and they picked these guys up and all the bother about how will be, and then it's me trainers, don't get me trainers wet, because they were white. And we got them back, but while they were bringing them back, like, cause the boat had to go out twice, because the number of people it could carry, because it was a small one, we got a radio message, two fishermen 700 yards away from where we were, cut off by the tide. So we got these back, we sent the boat to them. They picked these two guys up, trying to wade through, they're well past the chest, so the crew pulled them in, took them to this side of the estuary. And then the radio's going in, there's four more further down. When we looked, there was four more people, a family of four, with a dog. So we got them in, and then the panicking about the dog, so we had to put the dog in, keep the kids happy. And just as we got them ashore, the radio went again, there's two more on the other side of the viaduct. So we looked through and you could see them, there's two fishermen again, trying to cut back to the Holker side. And by then they were swimming, they'd lost the gear. But lucky enough, we put them up, took them in. So it was a busy like hour in the morning, just off one tide, because people who don't live in the area didn't realise how fast the tide comes in and cuts them off. And then panic sets in, oh, quick, we've got to get off. Now, two of those could have walked to the other side, but go off at Holker. But then they're thinking, well, my car's that side, so we'll go that way. So, but no, all in all, it was a good job, and it was good because Milham Coast Guard turned up, Wanley Coast Guard turned up, and basically they sat and watched us do it because we had it under control. So it was a feather in our cap that we did the job, we did it professionally. You know, so it was quite a proud day, really.